B.G. Lederman does our theme music, and a cappella is enjoying a cultural moment. The 2012 movie Pitch Perfect paid tribute to that singing style. The film became so popular it spawned a sequel opening next month, and a new documentary series about a cappella on the Pop Network. For college singers, the International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella is a really big deal. This year, 300 groups from the U.S. and Europe auditioned for the competition. We sent NPR's Linda Holmes to the finals last weekend to find out why it means so much.
Voices in Your Head is an a cappella group from the University of Chicago. In a dressing room in the Beacon Theater in New York, they're getting ready to talk about competing in the finals when Kari Wei's electronic pitch pipe goes off.
I'm so sorry.
Wei wears her pitch pipe on a ribbon around her neck. It even has a nickname, the Pitch Peanut. It's with her at all times.
I just figured it's safer to have it. You never know what might come up.
Wei doesn't carry her Pitch Peanut everywhere because a cappella is popular. She carries it because a cappella is consuming. Here's the bottom line from Brandon Schatt, a member of the Faux Pas with a Z from the University of Maryland.
We put in a stupid amount of time.
That stupid amount of time for the Faux Pas can be 30 hours a week during competition season. That's all to get the 12 minutes of music they sing in the finals just right. Here they are doing the Naughty Boy song, La La La. Like all of the music in this story, this is the actual sound of their competition set. La 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 la. Saif Alam is in Faux Pas too, and at first he says he's not sure why he works so hard. But the group helps nudge him to an answer.
Yes, you do.
Because I love Faux Pas, and we have this goal that not only am I trying to reach, but everyone that I love and care about at University of Maryland is trying to reach that same goal. So not only do I owe it to myself, but I owe it to everyone around me that I love.
Sorry. Emotional for that.
Arissa Burrs, she's the one getting emotional, says making this connection is part of how they pick people from the start.
We all have to unanimously think to ourselves, say out loud, actually, we can't see Faux Pas continuing without this person.
But you don't get to New York on love alone. Nathan Heldman is a jazz pianist and the music director of the SoCal Vocals from the University of Southern California. He does some of their arranging, actually figuring out who should sing what. He says the process is exacting.
We think of certain soloists that we want, so we audition the soloist, sometimes even before we finish the arrangement, and then we orchestrate. So we figure out where everyone's voice sits best, and just certain moments we want to bring out to just really bring the audience in.
It's not about imitating instruments. It's about an entirely different sound. You can hear it in their version of Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Possibly.
That inventiveness is one reason a cappella has fans who go out of their way to find it. Before the show, out in front of the theater, there are families from Toronto and New Jersey. They don't know who's competing. They just came to watch. Edwin Williams came from Washington, D.C. and got into a cappella through his girlfriend. They've been coming to the finals since 2010.
I'm rooting for everybody. I just like a cappella. I love music. I love the way melody sounds together. I love the teamwork. It reminds me a lot about sport.
Williams knows from his sports analogies. He used to play for the Chicago Bears. And just like any game in the NFL, the a cappella championships had a winner. Nathan Heldman's USC SoCal Vocals, who won for the fourth time. It's his first year in the group, and he could hardly wrap his head around it.
I'm personally in shock and don't feel much of anything right now. But I can, a lot of the group, it's hit them already, and they're, you know, crying, screaming. A lot of them are over there. You can see the smiles on their faces. I feel so much and nothing at the same time. I don't even know how to describe what I feel right now.
Maybe one way to understand the International Championship of Collegiate A Cappella is to go back to Kari Wei, whose University of Chicago group lost to the SoCal Vocals in a squeaker. Their star, Shubha Vidula, who got a special award for Outstanding Soloist, once competed on American Idol. But Wei says that for a lot of people, this night is the big one.
And it's amazing that a cappella provides that for so many people who go through college because, you know, it's most of us after this aren't going to do music again. We're going to move on to other professions. But for a moment in time, we had the opportunity to make music together in a way that was very meaningful.
Next year, there will be new songs and new singers. And they'll undoubtedly carry pitch pipes because you never know what might come up. Linda Holmes, NPR News.
Let me rise above it all.